Good evening. We find ourselves now in the middle of what's called the 3 days of darkness in the month of Teves, Ches Tes Yud. As we mentioned last week, Ches, the day in which the Torah was translated into Greek. Tes, today was the day in which Ezra, the last Navi, Malachi Zu Ezra, passed away, which caused Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh in that level, to leave, because Malachi, Ezra, was the last Navi. But today was the end of the era of Nevuah. And tonight, tomorrow, was Asara B'Teves, the day in which Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Somach Melech Bovel El Yerushalayim. Chassam Sofer in the Droshes writes that Asara B'Teves is different than the other Tanaisim because actually nothing really happened Asara B'Teves. Besides that, Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. There wasn't a destruction yet. Shavasa B'Tamas is when the wall was breached. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was burnt. Tzayim Gedalia, the death of Gedalia, which that ended it. Today, Yerushalayim was surrounded, but it could have ended up being positive. Could have ended up being if Klal Yisrael would have done tshuva, Nebuchadnezzar would have gone away, like what happened by Sancheirev. Although it was after the Gezerah, but the fact is that there was an army around the city didn't mean yet destruction. And Asara B'Teves, therefore, every year, Chassam Sofer discusses it in the Drushes, is very important because this is the day that the decision is being made concerning the future feasts, which we all hope, Yehovchu liyamim toivim, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, and not only then, this one as well, Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin, as we've witnessed in recent days, that Yeshua could happen in a split second, and so we don't know what tomorrow will bring, and we hope that tomorrow will be the great Yom Tov of Asara B'Teves. But until tomorrow, till this year, Asara B'Teves was a fast day, and we now find ourselves in the midst of these very, very sad days. And we read this week Parshas Vayechi, which the parsha called Parshas Vayechi is always read in the vicinity of Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves is always in the week of Parshas Vayechi, the end of the week, the beginning of the week. So clearly, Vayechi, which is always read in the month of Teves and always read in the vicinity of Asara B'Teves, is a parsha associated with Teves and with the very sad and tragic events that happened in Teves. And when one looks at this parasha, one sees that this is a parasha where there is tragedy, where there's histalkus hashchina, where there's a sesima, where there's concealment. We see it right away in the first pasuk. Parashas Vayechi begins, Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shiva esrei shana. Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years, and he lived how long? Vayechi Yemei Yaakov Shnei Chayov Sheva Shonim V'Arboim U'Ma'as Shana. Yaakov lived 147 years. And Rashi right away asks the question, Lama Parsha Zus Sesuma? Why is this parsha closed? Because in between Vayigash and Vayechi, there aren't the normal amount of spaces that there are between one parsha and the next. You can hardly even tell when you lane where Vayigash ends and where Vayechi begins. It's closed. Why is this parsha closed? And Rashi gives two interpretations. The Medrash gives even more. Because when Yaakov passes away, the eyes and the hearts of the Jews were closed. Nistemu einehem v'libam shel Yisrael mitzoras hashibud shehizchilu l'shabdam. Davar acher shebikesh legalois es haketz lebonov v'nistam mimenu. He wanted to reveal the end and it was concealed from him. So right away in the first pasuk, Chazal tells us, Rashi tells us, there's a sesima here, there's a concealment, there's a closing. Unlike where we're coming from Chanukah, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation, open, gilui, the hidden light was revealed, that which is hidden becomes revealed. Now we're reading about that which could have been revealed was hidden. Yerushalayim is now hidden from view. Yerushalayim is surrounded with the legions of Nebuchadnezzar, Somach, Melech Bavel. The Pasuk uses the word Samach. A Samach is also a closed letter. It's completely closed. The concept of Stuma, Helam v'Hester, concealment, darkness. But Zera Shimshain asks a very powerful question. He says that whenever we talk about the lives of the great, the Avos, the Imahos, or whoever the Torah tells us how long they lived, then right afterwards the Torah says they passed away and that's the end of their life. Like, for example, Parshas Chayesara, Vayihiyu Chayesara, Meir Shana, V'Esrim Shana, V'Sheva Shana, V'Tama Sara. No longer do we talk about Sara. This is different. The Torah tells us that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim 17 years, and he lived 147 years, but it doesn't say after this that he passed away. In fact, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lamus, he calls to Yosef, and he asks him to swear that he will bury him in Eretz Yisrael, and he does. And then there's a psicha, there's a separation, a parasha, a psucha. Vayihi acharei hadevarim ha'ele. Rashi already told us the rule in Parshas Lech Lecha, that whenever it says acharei with a yud, it's muflug. That means a while later. Achar means right away after. Acharei, a while later. So there's another delay. And Yosef finds out that Yaakov is sick. Ephraim, who's learning with Yaakov, sends a message, or he himself goes to tell Yosef that Yaakov was sick. And as Chazal say, he was the first person to ever get sick. A sickness, that a terminal sickness that one dies from. He was the first one. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings it in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Gilgan HaShas brings down that until Yaakov, everyone would just sneeze, and then they would die, which is why when one sneezes, we say Gesundheit, or Asusa, Lang Leben, because that's what used to happen. They would sneeze, and the Neshama would go out of their body. So Yaakov asked Hashem to please change that, because people don't know when they're going to die. They can't write a will and testament. It's not fair. Okay, so after that, Hashem made it that people get sick before they die, so that at least they have time to prepare. So Yaakov is the first person to get sick. And Yosef brings his children, Menashe and Ephraim, and the whole discussion that goes on between Yaakov and Yosef, and the brachas to Yosef and to Menashe and Ephraim, and then later on, Yaakov ventures all the Shvatim. So he doesn't pass away right away at the beginning of the parasha, not even in the middle of the parasha. It's more towards the latter half of the parasha. After he ventures all the Shvatim, so very unusual, says the Zera Shimshon, that the Pasuk should tell you already here how long Yaakov lived, yet it's not telling you that he passed away yet. So this Pasuk, if anything, should have been later. This Pasuk, he says, doesn't belong here. It's out of order. This Pasuk should have been said right before he passed away, after Shishi. So this itself indicates that the Pasuk was placed there for a reason. Now he suggests, we know Yaakov loy meis. The Gemara says in Tainis Tafhei, Rashi brings it later, that Yaakov did not die. And what that means is a subject unto itself. The Gemara says, Mazaroi b'chayim, avhu b'chayim, his children were all alive, so he's considered alive, his legacy lives on. That's how most understand it. We don't say Avraham loimeis, we don't say Yitzchak loimeis, because they had children that were Rishoyim. But Yaakov mitasoi shlema, zaroi b'chayim, avhu b'chayim. The Gemara asks the question, if you say loimeis, so b'chdi chantu chantaya v'softu safodaya, so what was it? The Levaya was a joke. It wasn't a real Levaya. What were they? They eulogized him, didn't they? They embalmed him, didn't they? What was it for? If he didn't die, they buried him. They buried him alive. So that's what the Gemara answers. Mazaroi b'chayim afu b'chayim. If one looks at the Rashi in Tainis, it seems that Rashi learns literally that Yaakov did not die physically. He did not die. Still living. Whatever the pshat. But the Zera Shimshon says that's what this pasuk was placed over here, and it doesn't say afterwards that he passed away. Vayechi Yaakov, he lived 147 years, but he still lives on, unlike the other. He didn't die. No, he didn't, because otherwise it would have said right afterwards, Vayamas, like it says, Vatamas Sarah. Whatever the pshat is, Mazarei b'chayim afu b'chayim, it's drush, whatever the pshat is. But this pasuk clearly doesn't belong here. The Pnei Menachem asks, if anything, the parasha should have been closed between Vayechi and Shemois, not between Vayigash and Vayechi. Because here, the stima, the actual concealment, begins after Yaakov passes away, after Yosef passes away, after the Shvatim pass away, which is towards the end. Vayechi Shemois is where there should have been a stima, not over here. As we see right away, Yaakov's still living. He's still here. So why was this pasuk placed here? So this pasuk clearly was placed here. It was placed here to close it up. This pasuk was put here to close up Vayigash and Vayichi, to make that there should be no space in between. But in this pasuk, there's a tremendous nechama. There's a tremendous message, a consolation, a comforting message. The fact that the name of this parasha in Bechlal is called Vayichi. It talks about death, and it's called Vayichi. It's a parasha that talks about Yaakov preparing for what will be after he leaves this world. And the entire parasha from beginning to end, including even after he passed away, and Yosef also passes away at the end of the parasha, Vayichi, and he lived. Chiyus. There are certain times during the year where we have to work very hard to get chiyus. Chiyus is an expression, to be alive spiritually, not to look like we're dead or sleeping. And Vayichi, to be alive. A yid has to be alive. Yid has to be a chai, fresh. Every morning, wake up, it's a b'chin of tchiyas ha-mesem, because Misa is sleep is 1/60th of Misa. So when we wake up in the morning, we experience a me'ein of tchiyas ha-mesem. Every day in the morning, we become alive again. We make the bracha mechaya mesem over and over again throughout the day, which one of the interpretations of mechaya mesem is even when you're alive, you experience tchiyas ha-mesem. Good news is a bechina of tchiyas ha-mesem. A besura toiva is mechaya mesem. The time we're in, though, now is sort of a dead time. Teves, after Chanukah, especially this time right now, Ches Tes Yud, Asara B'Teves, the month of Teves, the dark month of Teves, the Lele Teves, Ha'aruchen, the frigid weather, which right now we're in everyone could tell, at least at this side of the Atlantic, this side of the eastern seaboard, and I think throughout most of the United States, this part of the hemisphere is experiencing a lot of very, very frigid cold weather, which fits the time. The Gemara says in Megillah that Teves is called Eis Tzina, the time of when it's cold, a frigid time. That's why Achashverosh married Esther. Ba'chodesh ho'asiri hu chodesh Teves. As we mentioned in the Rosh Chodesh here, Achashverosh married Esther, Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is in the midst of Chanukah. That's when the Purim miracle starts. Why? Because it's an Eis Tzina, Shehaguf, Nehenem in Haguf. A time when we need body warmth. So it's a time that it's very, very cold. It's dark, it's cold, and it's a difficult time. It's a time of Midas Hadin. It's a time when the Satan has Shlita. Teves, as we spoke previously, is the month of Dun. And Dan is the lowest of the Shvatim. And among the sinners were among Shevet Dan. They were the latecomers. They were the Mesacharim. However, not everyone holds that way. There is an opinion, the Yaris Dvash. The Yaris Dvash says that Teves is Yehuda. His order is that Nisan is Reuven. I'm sorry, Tishrei is Reuven. The month of Tshuva. Reuven was the first to do Tshuva. And then Cheshvan is Shimaim, Kislev is Levi, which makes sense. Levi, Kaihanim, Chashmeinoyim, Levi, Kislev, that's Chanukah. And then Teves is Yehuda. Which is interesting that these two opinions are very extreme. According to the Aris Dvash, Yehuda, who was from the greatest of the Shvatim, from whom Malchus based David, Mashiach comes from Yehuda, Lo Yosor Shevet mi Yehuda, Umechaykek mi Bein Raglov, as we read in this week's parasha. In fact, this is the parasha that introduces us to Melech HaMashiach. Basically, Mashiach is mentioned for the first time in Parshas Vayechi, where we say, Ad ki yavoi shiloi, shiloi, says Rashi, is Melech HaMashiach, Melucha Sheloi, Shailoi, yavoi shiloi, is Begematria Mashiach. And that's Yehuda. Don, on the other hand, Don is from the lowest of the Shvatim, the sinners. But we find when it came to the construction of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that there should be from both extremes. Bezalel from Yehuda, Oholiyah from Don. The Beis HaMikdash was also, by Shlomo HaMelech, was built by an individual from Shevet Yehuda. And and someone from Dun. Chiram, who was from his mother's side, is from Dun. The Preet Tzaddik, Reb Tzaddik HaKoyen, brings a medrash that when Mashiach will come, Mashiach is from Yehuda, and there's going to be an individual by the name of Saroya, who's a descendant of Dun, who will also be involved in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's always Yehuda Dun, the highest and the lowest, the unity of the Jewish people. As Rashi brings in Parshas Vayakhel, Lainikar Shoyal of Neidol, purposely Hashem chose from the greatest and the lowest of the Shvatim, all one to build the Mishkan, later to build the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, to say that Teves could be Yehuda and Dun is not such a wild thing to say, because the emes is that these two Shvatim unite. Number one, the pasuk in this week's parasha says, Don Yodin Amoy Ke'achad Shiftei Yisrael, which Rashi tells us, what does that mean? It's talking about Shimshon, who is equated to David HaMelech. Shimshon comes from Don, and he's equated to David, who comes from Yehuda. As Rashi says here, Don Yodin Amoy Ke'achad Shiftei Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Yiyu Ke'achad Imoy, V'al Shimshon Niba Nevuah Zu, Ka'achad Shiftei Yisrael K'miyuchad Shebeshvatim Hu David Shebam Yehuda. That means Shimshon is equated to David. In fact, Shimshon began the messianic process. Shimshon began V'hu Yochel L'Hoishia Es Yisrael Lishuoscha Kivisi Hashem. It says in the bracha of Yaakov to Don Dafka. Shimshon began to save Klal Yisrael. He didn't complete the job, he began. In fact, Yaakov Avinu actually thought that he's Mashiach. Yehi Don Nachash, Nachash Begematria Mashiach. Shififain Alei Oirach, Shififain is a different type of snake. If you take the two words, Nachash, Shififain, and add them together, it's 878, is Begematria Mashiach with the Milui of the Isis. So because the Pnimius of Shimshon is Mashiach, he didn't complete it, but he began the process. He went down. Vayered Shimshon Timnosa. He went down. He married from the Benois Plishtim. He was Isaac and Birure Nitzutzais. He did something very dangerous. Only something that Mashiach can accomplish, to go down into the Imke HaKlipois, to bring out Nitzutzei Kedusha, to bring out those neshamas that are in captivity. Under the domain of the Satan, of the Yetzirah, the Klipos, that's the whole Chanukah is really there, going down below 10, on the left outside, which Chanukah extends into the month of Teves. So the Avodah of Shimshon was to bring out the lowest neshamas. He was the Nasi of Dun. So he was the leader of Sheva Dun, the lowest of the Shvatim. So his tafkid was to elevate his Shevet, to take those neshamas that were trapped in the klipa of Plishtim and extract them, bring them out, elevate them. Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayeshev, when it says, V'hine chomich oyles simnosa, Yehuda went up to Timnas, and that's where he meets Tamar, and from that union comes Mashiach. But then Rashi says, "Ubeshimshoin hu oimer vayered Shimshoin Timnas." Here it says Yehuda was going up to Timnas, and Shimshoin is going down. What's the question over here? There's no question over here. Rashi usually does not ask a contradiction from one pasuk to the next till we get to the contradiction. Right now, why would we think that Timnas? You have to go down to Timnas. The pasuk says you have to go up. It's on the top of the mountain. There's no reason to ask the question. But by Shimshon, it says he went down. We're not learning about Shimshon now. When you go to Sefer Shoftim and you say that Shimshon went down, you have a steer between Shoftim and Parshas Vayeshev. But right now there's no steer. Why would Rashi have to talk about Shimshon here? B'chayre, there's no Shaychus. But the Pnimius Ha'inyanim, there is a Shaychus. Because what Shimshon did, that's what Mashiach will do. The whole beginnings of the Geula are in the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda goes up to Timnas, Shimshon goes down to Timnas. Rashi explains, the Gemara in the Sefer gives different terutzim to reconcile what seems to be a stira. It was in the middle of the mountain, so if you're on the top, you have to go down. If you're below, you go up. Other terutzim, Yehuda had an aliyah, Shimshon had a yerida, different terutzim. But the fact that Shimshon is being mentioned in the midst of the story of Yehuda, again, we're equating Dun with Yehuda. Shimshon who comes from Dun is being discussed in the middle of the story of Yehuda, Vayered, Yehuda Me'es Echov. Yehuda also goes down, and from that Yerida comes the Aliyah, comes Peretz, through whom Mashiach comes, David HaMelech, the whole family, the whole Malchus Beis David, Layasa Shevet Me'Yehuda. And Shimshon as well was Isaac in this Avoida. Shimshon had the same Tafkid. And that's why Yaakov says that he could be Mashiach. He thought he was, then when he saw that he died, he was killed, he cannot be Yishuasecha Kibisi Hashem. He began the process. So in this parasha, we see that the Torah equates Dan to Yehuda, Shimshon to David HaMelech. The Gemara actually says in Baba Basra Tzadik Aleph that Manoach, Shimshon's father, who was married at Tzlalfoinis, and they had no children for a while. And the Gemara says that Boaz had 80 or 7, many, many children from different wives. He had many, many children. He lost all his children. All his children. So the Gemara says that later, he was Zeichet to have a child that was Oved, and one Pshat and Rashi is referring to David, the descendant of Boaz, who's equivalent to the 60 children that he already had. And others, another pshat there in the Rashi is that Shimshon is equated to David. David is equated to Shimshon. In Gak Gemara, we see clearly also that the Torah, the Chazal equated the two. They equated Shimshon with David, Manoach with Boaz. Teves, therefore, is the month of Dan, but it's also the month of Yehuda. It's the Aschalta, the Puranusa. That's one of the reasons why Asara B'Teves is such a strict fast, as the Avudraham writes, that if it would fall out on Shabbos, you would have to fast anyway. That's why it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, or the only fast that could fall out on a Friday, as we mentioned many times. But it's also the month of Yehuda. The Aris Dvash and the Ari HaKadosh, they're not arguing. They're two different bechinas, the two ways that this month can go. The month could be either the Aschalta of the Poranusa or the Aschalta of the Geula. Asara B'Teves could be the beginning of the redemption. This week is the week of Mashiach. Vayechi has in it Mashiach. For the first time, Reb Tzadik says that the first time that you find a word, that's the source of that word. You would think, in a way, then, that the source for Melech HaMashiach is in this week's parash in Vayechi, which we always read Asara B'Teves time. That's where it says, Shilai, Yavai Shilai, Begematria Mashiach. Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. And that pasuk, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, is Dafke in the Bracha of Dan. Because the Samagid makes note, Avodas Yisrael, that Shem Havaya has not been mentioned since Vayishlach. In Vayeshev it doesn't say it, in Miketz it doesn't say it. The first time it says the Shem Havaya is here in the bracha that Yaakov gives to Dan. Yishuascha Kivisi Hashem. The revelation begins in the bracha of Dan. There's concealment till now because Yosef with the brothers, they went down to Mitzrayim. So it doesn't say the Shem Havaya. So where does it say the Shem Havaya first? The Aschalta, the Geula, in the Bracha of Dan, Lishuasecha, which we all know Lishuasecha refers to the final, the ultimate Yeshua. Es Tzemach David Avtecha Meheres HaTzmiach V'Karnoi Torum Bishuasecha Ki Lishuasecha Ki Vinu Kol HaYoyim is referring to the Yeshua that we're waiting for momentarily. The Yeshua of Mashiach Lishuasecha Ki Visi Hashem is Dafke in the Bracha of Dan, which Dan is Teves. Which means that the Geula can come in Teves. In the darkest time, the fact that right now we find ourselves in the darkest of times, in a time that's considered dead, compared to Yomim Me'irim, it's actually hinted in the parashah of Ayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, the days of Yisrael are beginning to die, because great times are called Yisrael, low times are called Yaakov. Well, we have, the Rechaim HaKadosh mentions it in this parashah too, many times. Why sometimes the Torah refers to him as Yisroel, sometimes it refers to him as Yaakov. Yisroel is the Shem HaMa'ala, Yaakov is not. Yisroel is the Neshama, Yaakov is the Guf. There are many, many different interpretations of who Yisroel is, who Yaakov is, but everyone agrees that Yisroel is the higher name. Hanukkah is the Bechina of Yisroel, we mentioned Purim is Yaakov. Other differences. So great days are called days of Yisrael. Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. What's happening now after Chanukah is those great days that started with Chodesh Elul and Tishrei, and then the extension period that lasted until Zeis Chanukah. are now fading away. They're leaving. There's a histalkos. They're going away. Or maybe not. That's up to us. They might. Maybe we could pull it down. Maybe we could still extend those days and keep it here. That's the goal. The goal is to stretch the Chanukah that it should actually turn the Asara B'Teves. At Shetichla Regel, we said Shetichla Regel is Begematria Asara B'Teves. To turn around the Asara B'Teves from being an Aschalt of the Puranusa to the Aschalt of the Geula. So that Dan becomes equal with Yehuda. Teves is equal with Nisan. Nisan is the month of Geula. Nisan, the Arizal says, that's Yehuda, because that's the Melech of all the months. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, Begematria Mashiach Ben David, Lachem is Melech. Yehuda is the lion. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, also in this week's parasha, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, the lion, the melech, Malchus Beis David. But very interestingly, Moshe Rabbeinu refers to Dan as the lion. Dan Gur Aryeh Yizanek Min HaBashan, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Dan when he benches the Shvatim before he passes away. There's a parallel between the brachas that Yaakov gives to the Shvatim before he leaves this world, and when Moshe Rabbeinu benches in Vizayis HaBracha, Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, before he leaves. In fact, Rashi says that if you take a look, you'll notice that most of the brachas that Moshe gave are very similar to the brachas that Yaakov gave. Ein Yaakov. Vayishkon Yisrael betach bodod Ein Yaakov. So Rashi says here, Ke'ein HaBracha Shebirchem Yaakov. Similar to the bracha that Yaakov benched. In fact, the Rashi brings it to other places too. By the bracha of Osher, I believe, he says, Osher was benched to have a lot of oil. And you find that Yaakov Avinu also, may Osher shmein alachmai. And here it says, v'lo Osher amad baruch mibonim Osher v'toivel b'ashem en ragloi. Many similarities between the brachas that Yaakov gave and the brachas that Moshe gave. But by Dan, there seems to be a very big, tremendous distinction here, because by Yaakov calls Dan a snake. He Dan Nochash. He compares him to a snake. Shimshon is like a snake, camouflages himself among the Plishtim. As Mepharshim explain what the comparison is. Yes, true, Abi HaKadosh says, meaning that he will be Mesakein, the chait of the Nochash. Necheshalim, Don, the Donites, they were the Necheshalim, they were the weak, the meek, the latecomers, the sinners, the ones that Amalek started up with. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Don Gur Aryeh. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Teves, because Don is Teves. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Teves being elevated from a Nochash to an Aryeh, which the Aryeh is the Melech. The Aryeh is Yehuda. Yehuda is Gur Aryeh Yehuda, and we're saying, Don Gur Aryeh. Meaning that Teves, on the one hand, it's the month of Dan, but it could be or it will be the month of Yehuda. The Shem Havaya of Chodesh Teves, as we spoke about, the Tzir of Shem Havaya is LaHashem Iti Uneroim Mashemoy, which means to praise Hashem. Yehuda means to praise Hashem. Apam Oida is Hashem. The word Yehuda means to praise. Nisan is Pesach, the Yom Tov of Hallel. We say Hallel, Peh, the mouth, Pesach, the mouth that talks. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We said Shira with our mouths. L'hoidaisu l'Hallel. Although Chanukah begins in Kislev, but it ends in Teves, the Yom Tov of L'hoidaisu l'Hallel. But there's also something very interesting that the Imrei Noyam brings, that Makas B'Choyros was supposed to happen in Chodesh Teves. Because the Makkah started, according to one opinion at least, the Makkah started in Nisan. So if it started in Nisan, that means Dam was in Nisan, and Tzfardea was in Iyar, and Kinim was in Sivan. So go do the math. You'll see when you come to Kislev, that was Choshech. So when should Makkah's Bechiris be? In Teves. But it wasn't. It was pushed off to Nisan. But when was it supposed to be? It was supposed to be in Teves. Interesting too, L'makei Mitzrayim b'vchoireihem, which that means that the b'choirei Mitzrayim fought the rest of the Mitzrayim. There was a civil war that took place in Mitzrayim before Makas b'choireihem. So it says, more died during that civil war. The firstborns in Mitzrayim protested. They came to the palace screaming, you're going to let us all die? Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you don't let the Jews go, the firstborns are going to die. So they began fighting with each other. There was a whole protest with a civil war that took place. That was L'makei Mitzrayim b'vchoireihem. It doesn't say Makeh b'chayre Mitzrayim. L'makeh Mitzrayim b'vchayrehem is referring to the b'chayre Mitzrayim themselves were fighting the rest of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were fighting the b'chayre Mitzrayim. When was that? So that was Yud Nisan. That was Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, that year, Shabbos was Yud Nisan. We celebrate, we call the Shabbos prior to Pesach Shabbos HaGadol because it was on that Shabbos that Lamakeh, one of the reasons why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, was a nace of Lamakeh Mitzrayim Bivchayreim. Hashem distracted them while the Jews were busy taking their sheep to tie it to the bedpost, which the sheep was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. It's the Mazel Tleh. Similar to now is Mazel Gedi. Gedi and a Tleh, very similar. So the Mazel of Nisan and the Mazel of Teves are very similar. A goat and a lamb come out the same thing. A Gedi and a Tleh. In fact, the Mishnah in Pesachim actually says Gedoyim u'Tloyim. The Mishnah actually lumps them together. A Gedi, a Tleh. So they were busy tying their sheep, the sheep to the bedpost, which the sheep was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. They would have killed them, but they didn't. They were busy fighting each other. Hashem made it that they shouldn't notice it. Or even if they did notice it, they couldn't do anything anyway. Different opinions, what the nace exactly was. But what day was that? That was Yud Nisan. Yud Nisan was the day when Don Shevet offered their offering in the inauguration of the Mishkan. Lemate Don Asiri, Bachodesh HaAsiri, Lemate Don. The Pasuk says in Parashas Bamid, but we just learned it in Nosai, we just learned it on Hanukkah, that every day of the first 12 days of Nisan, another Shevet offered a carbon. So the Pasuk says, "Bayoim ha'asiri nasi livnei Don." Now the 10th day of Nisan corresponds to Don. The 10th day of Nisan corresponds to Teves. So that means that on the 10th day of Nisan, which corresponds to Teves, was L'makeh Mitzrayim b'vchayreihem, the beginnings of Makas b'chayreis. Because Teves really was the month in which Makas b'chayreis was supposed to take place. But it was pushed off to Nisan. So just like we find that Chanukah was supposed to be really, I'm sorry, the Hakamas HaMishkan with the Chanukah should have been in Kislev, because the Mishkan was completed in Kislev. But it ended up being in Nisan, so Hashem paid Kislev back with Chanukah. And the same thing with Cheshvan, the Yalkut Shemayin, he says that Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash in Cheshvan, but he didn't inaugurate it, he waited until the next Tishrei, so Hashem will pay Cheshvan back, that the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash will be in Cheshvan. Perhaps we could say Teves, when Makas Bechayrus was supposed to take place, it didn't. Teves will be Zoichet to a Me'ein, whatever, in the future of a Makas Bechayrus. V'gam es ha'goy ha'sheyavoydu dono noichi. V'achrechein yetzu b'chush godol. And there Rashi and Chumash says, that means that when we leave Golus, our Golus will also experience the punishment. Those nations that made Jews suffer are going to be punished. Makas Bechayreis. That was also in Chaydish. That will be in Chaydish Teves. Chaydish Teves, therefore, is a month that's awaiting godless. It's awaiting salvation. It's awaiting the time when it's going to be elevated from Nachash to Aryeh. From Yehidon Nachash to Don Gur Aryeh. And yet, that's why the Yarist Vash says it's the month of Yehuda. Yarist Vash already is talking about the way Teves will be in the future. In the future, Teves will be a month associated with Geula. That means that the Geula will sprout, will begin in this difficult moment, this difficult time, in these difficult days, which Baruch Hashem, the entire Klal Yisrael has experienced already, a Me'ein. And we could say it without nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be afraid of. Klal Yisrael has experienced of Me'ein of Bias HaMoshiach. Klal Yisrael has experienced all over a simcha like it was never, like no one remembers in recent history such a simcha where in every Jewish community, Jews are dancing and singing, and some don't even know why. Like all of, I mean, we know, we felt for the individual who was incarcerated and was unjustly kept in jail for so long, and everyone felt his pain, and now we feel his simcha, but it goes much deeper than that. This, something was ma'oireh, the nitzotz ha'yahadus of every erlichi yid, every person, every yid felt a certain simcha, a certain elevation that took place as the Yomtiv of Chanukah was completing, as the Yomtiv of oireh shel melech ha'moshiach. Chanukah is Oyroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. We were sort of experiencing Bias HaMashiach. It was like as if we were told Mashiach has come. And the entire Klal Yisrael erupted in a tremendous simcha because they were united. There was an unbelievable achdus. And perhaps we can go a step further. We know that his sentence was supposed to be 27 years, Rahman al-Islam. And it was commuted to only eight, which is very unusual. Anyone who knows about these things, it doesn't usually happen that way. It usually happens towards the end. There's only a year or two left or whatever. Okay, we'll let you go out earlier, but not so much earlier. And we know that the Chazal tell us there are two ways that Mashiach can come. Mashiach can come either in its proper time, that means not proper, that when it's over, when it's the be'ita, the case, that it can't go any further. Or it could happen even earlier, achishena. Be'ita achishena. If we're zaycha, it happens even earlier. If not, it'll happen when it has to happen. That's not good. If we have to wait till the last moment, then that means we didn't deserve it. And then it's not going to be bechesed of racham, and it could be all the tzaris rachman al islam that come with it. But if we are zaycha to bring Mashiach earlier, how does that happen? That happens through the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Through the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Hashem will make it happen earlier. The same thing over here. The achdus of Klal Yisrael brought about the Yeshua of Shalom Mordechai Rabashkin earlier than it was supposed to be. There was achishena. Exactly the same will happen with the Kates. That it could happen earlier. We can make it happen earlier. We could be commuted. Our sentence can be commuted. And if anyone's paying attention, b'chlal, what's going on, that where you have a president of the United States recognizing that Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael belong to Am Yisrael, it's Esav's way of saying, Yehi lecha shaloch, that Esav, as Chazal says, all the Sfarim tells at the end of time, Esav admits to Yaakov that everything that Yaakov really, that is really his, no more that Esav contest that what belongs to Yaakov belongs to him. And here the Rosh HaMemshala of the superpower of the world make such a declaration, and it's besmiches to Chanukah, and is not afraid of the repercussions, and even those nations that claim that they're going to the boycott, that they're going to go against it, and he says he'll defund them. And now we see even other nations that are joining that want to also bring their embassies to Yerushalayim, as Chazal say will happen when Mashiach will come. That Asida Yerushalayim lihiyos matar pulin. It's going to be the metropolis, the mother city of the entire world. It means every ummah, nachlas tzvi tzivos goyim. At one point, it was like that. In the time when they had a first base hamikdash, it says the goyim all had ambassadors. They had embassies in Yerushalayim. Every ummah wanted to have a chelik of Yerushalayim. They're moving, they're beginning to move their embassies to Yerushalayim. This is definitely a me'ein of the nevuah of La'asid. So we are already experiencing a nechama. We already are experiencing a simcha. An aschalta, a beginning. We don't want to call it aschalta the geula. We're not holding there yet. But the real geula, when the real geula will come, together with the aschalta the geula, it'll be a worldwide event. There'll be tremendous simcha. Everyone will feel the simcha. Yerushalayim will be then recognized by everyone as the capital of the world, as the capital of Eretz Israel. And this, as we are now in Teves, this all happened basically at the beginning of Teves, at the end of Chanukah, at the beginning of Teves, it's the Hamtaka of Teves, the sweetening of the Midas Hadin of Teves. When Teves is not only equated to Dan, Teves is also Yehuda. Dan and Yehuda join. Teves is elevated. Dan Gur Aryeh. The month of Teves could actually become the month where the Geula process begins, the Aschalta de Geula, not the Aschalta de Puranusa, but Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves, as we said, is Begamatria Bris Shalom, which happened in the Aftira of Ayigash, also right before Asara B'Teves, at the Achdus of Klal Yisrael will be Mahapech, the Asara B'Teves of Churban to the Asara B'Teves of Binyan. So the Pnei Menachem actually says that the Vayechi Yaakov here at the beginning of the parasha indicates that Yaakov brought Chiyus into Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is dead, meaning Rishoyim afilu b'chayehem kruyim mesim. A Russia is called dead. A place of Rishoyim is a place of dead people. Dead, spiritually dead. So Yaakov infused chiyus. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. He infused chiyus in Mitzrayim. He infused gilui in steam. In concealment, he was trying to bring revelation. Bikesh Yaakov legalei says haketz. He wants to be megala. He wants to bring gilui in conceal. When there's concealment, there should also be revelation. And perhaps the idea could be, one of the ideas, Many ask, what was Yaakov trying to do anyway? To tell us that Mashiach's not going to be here by Tavshin Ayin Ches yet? So the Shvatim would have been very happy to hear that. What would they want? Why does he want them to know that? I want to tell you when Mashiach is going to come. It's not going to be for another 3,000 years. So what would be so great about that? In the previous years, we gave different interpretations, perhaps, what Yaakov was trying to do. He wanted to bring Mashiach right then and there. He wanted to be Zeicher to live longer. He was only going to live 147. He lost out of the 33 years. But perhaps we could say another idea, that Rashi uses two different terms. First he says, Bikesh legales hasakeitz v'nistam mimenu. It was concealed from him. Later, by Ravi, he says almost the same thing, but a little different. He says, Bikesh legales hasakeitz, hey osfu v'agidolochem, gather together. And incidentally, before going further, the Holy Rishna, Rav Nachman of Breslov, all the great tzaddikim of the previous three, four generations, the beginnings of Hasidus, they all foresaw our generation. They foresaw that the last generation is going to be a generation that's going to be very cold to Yiddishkeit, unfortunately. It's going to be a kriris. Agido lochem es hashay yikro eschem be'acharis hayomim. Yikro, miloshen kriris. Yikro, miloshen mikronikris, a generation that's going to be affected by Amalek, a generation affected by a wicked, a left-wing media, a liberal media, a generation that's going to be affected by atheists that attribute everything just to chance and coincidence. The generation that we're living in now, the lowest of all generations, where Hashem planted us to be, which means He gave us the koiches to be able to withstand all the difficulties of this generation. And what did Yaakov tell his sons to do when that happens? Hey osfu, gather together. He kofzu, again, gather together. Biba achtus, join. B'tzaroson shel Yisrael, and b'simchoson shel Yisrael. We see that happening, mamish, right now, which should be a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. How Klal Yisrael are rejoicing with the release of Shalom Rabashkin, and at the same time, mourning and feeling the pain of, unfortunately, the family that lost children and the wife in the fire last week, and the father and the two children are still very critical. They need our tefillahs. There's a whole Yom Tefillah that's going to be next week for the women and for the men. Klal Yisrael knows when to get together, or at least they should know when to get together. And it should be only, of course, for Simchas. But that's the key here. Hey osfu, gather together, said the Rishna, when it's Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'acharis Hayomim. The only thing you can do, it's going to be so difficult, you got to get together. You're together, we sing together, we talk together, we fabreng together, we daven together, we say tilim together. Because the power of achdus is so great that we can't even imagine. Which we actually saw, mamash be'enei bosa, all of us saw it happen in the last few days, what achdus can accomplish. So here Rashi says, Bikesh legalos hasakeitz v'nistalka mimenu shechina, a different lashon than before. Before he says, it was concealed from him, it was hidden. Not that the shechina left him. He was about to say something, and like he sort of he didn't see it anymore. He forgot, whatever. Nistah was hidden, was concealed. Here it says the Shechina left him. V'nistal kamimenu Shechina v'hischal oimed dvarim acherim. That perhaps we could, b'derech remez pnimius, say that Yaakov Avinu, who saw the concealment of Golas, he saw the difficult moments that Klal Yisrael are going to experience throughout the Golas, was mamshich tu yamim toivim. He was mamshich to us the Purim and Chanukah. These two yamim toivim are gilui haketz. In these two yamim toivim, we experience ha'oras of the future, ha'oras of Yemais HaMashiach, ha'oras of the ketz, bizman ha'golos. Purim is the time of Hester Panim, not histalkus ha'shchina. When Purim happened, there was still nevuah. Mordechai and Esther were Nevi'im. There was still Nevi'im. Chagai is Chagai Malachi. It was in a time Nevuah hadn't yet left Klal Yisrael. There was still Ruach HaKodesh at least. It's really, Purim is really part of Tanakh. Esther is part of Tanakh. There was a stima. There was a concealment. There was a time, Vanoichi Hester Aster Panai. There was Hester Panim. But we were Zeichet to a Yom Tov of Purim, which incidentally in this week's parashah is where it begins, V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, by the Bracha of Binyamin. which Rashi says here refers to the Shlal Haman, the May Mordechai Esther, which is of course the upcoming Yom Tov, Purim, although it's not 30 days before Purim yet, but Chanukah and Purim basically join during this time, during these days which coming up is now Shoivavim. The Shoivavim weeks connect Chanukah to Purim, because it starts right after Chanukah and it ends basically right before Purim starts. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, V'lo Erev, as Rashi says, refers to Afmi Shetishka Shimshon Shal Yisrael, B'mei Nevuchadnezzar, which is of course what happened tomorrow, Asar B'teves, when Yerushalayim was placed in a siege. So Erev, V'lo Erev is Asar B'teves, and then Yechalek Sholol Mordechai V'Esther Shemi B'nyamin. In other words, Yaakov is being Mamshech Purim. Yaakov is saying, there's going to be a time when it's going to be very dark, and Nebuchadnezzar is going to come, and he's going to surround Yerushalayim, and the sun is going to set, like we say, Chanukah, Mishatishka Hachama, Mishatishka Shimshon Shal Yisrael. And then eventually the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. There's going to be concealment. There's going to be a time of Hester Panim. But Yechalek Sholol, there's going to be Purim. Yechalek Sholol, the great Yom Tov of Purim, which is La Yehuda Ma'isa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasa V'Yikor B'Zman HaGolos, when there's Sesima, when there's concealment, not Estalkus Ruach HaKodesh, Setima, concealment. Chanukah, on the other hand, which happened later on, Chanukah was ready after the Estalkus HaShechina. Chanukah, even though it happened when we had a Beis HaMikdash, but as the Gemara says in Yuma, that the second Beis HaMikdash was not at all like the first. There were five items that were missing, among them the Oroin, among them the Shechina. So Chanukah happened when there was Estalkus HaShechina. So that, in other words, we were on a lower level. And the concealment was greater. Even though it was in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't Yerushalayim, it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, but the concealment was greater. That was Estalkus HaShechina. And Yaakov wanted, and he ends up doing it, because not just Bikesh, and he failed. He wanted to be Megala the Kates. He wanted to bring the Kates into times of concealment. He wanted to be Mamshech to us, a Chanukah and a Purim, and he did both. And we were Zeicher to both. And this time that we're in now, which is this dark period that we're in now, is between Chanukah and Purim. The aura of Chanukah extends until the last day of Teves, because the Rosh of Teves, the Rosh Chodesh of Teves was in Chanukah. So the Rosh, that means the Rosh encompasses the entire month. So the light of Chanukah goes all the way to Shvat. And then in Shvat already begins the Ha'orah of Purim, because the Shloshim Yoim Kaidem Achag is Tu B'Shvat, according to Reish Shammai already, Reish Chodesh Shvat, Be'echot B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam. So basically this difficult time is sandwiched in between these two Yomim Tovim that are both Giloy Haketz. Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Purim is also, even B'Zman HaGolos, we experience the Oir of La'osid, the Or Chodosh, as the Maral talks about in his Perush on the Megillah, which in this respect, both Chanukah and Purim, as the Chiddush Arim says, are the Yomim Tovim that enable us to survive in Golos. They give us chius in times that are difficult, in times that seem to be dead, in generations that compared to the previous generations are dead. The generation we're in now is called Ikvesid the Mashicha. It's the Akev. The Akev, says the Ovis Rabbi Nosson, is the Malach HaMoves of a person. A person has whatever there is in the Bria, there's a part of the body that represents that. What is the Akev, the heel, the lowest part of the body, is dead, says the Ovis the Rebbe Nosson. There's no, the nerves, when you walk on your feet, that doesn't hurt, otherwise you'd be scratching yourself and hurting yourself and bleeding all the time. You can't walk on your hands. If you did that, it would hurt, because the hands are not made to walk on. But the bottom of the foot is very tough. And it's basically dead. There's no feeling. There's no hargosha in the Akev. All the Svarim tell us that at the time of Akev, in the time of Ikvesed and Rishich, we don't have any hargeshim. We don't have those feelings like they had in the previous generations. We don't have that hisoiris, that feel like they did in the previous generations. The type of Talmidei Chachamim of the previous generation. The type of Kedusha that we had in the previous generations. It's Akev. Which Akev is done. Done is the lowest. Done was all the way in the back. The Ma'asef L'chol Hamachanois. Teves. So Teves is the Akev. The end of the year begins now. Teves Shvat Adar. That's the Machaneh Don. That's Akev. When it seems that things are dead, there's no feeling.
And Yaakov was Mamshech Giloy HaKeitz, the greatest Oyrois, Dafka in the lowest times, including Shaivavim, which as we'll see next week, which begins next week, the Oyr of Shaivavim, which some Svarim write is even greater than the Oyr of Chanukah. It's also Oyr of Shalmelech HaMashiach, that we can do tshuva even for those Chatoyim. The Zayir HaKadosh says that tshuva doesn't help for does. During this time, we can be misakin ourselves completely. And every year, the Shaivavim gets more and more powerful, especially as we get closer and closer to Yemais HaMashiach. So the time we're in now is called Ikves de Mashiach. On the one hand, it's called Ekev, but Ekev of what? The footsteps of Mashiach. Mashiach is from Yehuda. Mashiach is the Rashis, the greatest neshama ever, who will light up the entire world. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the neshama of Rashis, and he's from Yehuda. And so it's Ikves, it's Ekev, but it's Ikves of the Mashiach. That's the fusion of Don and Yehuda, the Acharis and the Rashis. Parshas Vayechi, Reb Tzadok makes note that there are 12 parshiyos in Sefer Bereshis. Bereshis, of course, is the beginning, and Vayechi is the Acharis. That's why it says in this parsha, Agido Lachem Es HaShiyikra Eschem BeAcharis Hayomim. Because this is the Acharis, this is the last parsha of Sefer HaYosha, Sefer Bereshis, which is the Sefer of Yitzira. So in Parshas Vayechi, these are Vayechi represents the neshamas of Ikvas and the Mashiach. The neshamas that are sick, that's why the first person ever to get sick, Yaakov Avinu, it's mentioned right here in Parshas Vayechi, Hine Avicha Choyle. Histalkus Hashchina is in this parsha. Yaakov wants to be Megal of the Kates, the Shechina leaves him. He wants to bench Menashe and Ephraim, the Shechina leaves him. Because that's appropriate for Vayechi. This is the parsha that represents the last generations, the generations of Histalkus Hashchina, the generations of Stima, of concealment. But where did the Torah put the Pasuk that shows us the Stima that we began before? Vayechi Yaakov Ve'eretz Mitzrayim, right over here. The stima begins with Vayechi. Because in the stima, in the concealment, in the midst of the concealment, in the midst of the histalkus hashchina, Vayechi, a Jew can experience chiyus. A Jew can experience kedusha, even in times and in moments and in places that kedusha doesn't really seem to fit. Dafka be'ikvaset the Mashiach, in the lowest of times, in the lowest of places, the lowest neshamas, Don, is equated to Yehuda. Don Yadin Amoy Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael. Yehi Don Nochash becomes Don Gur Aryeh. The Shuascha Kivisi Hashem, Ischalta de Puranusa, turns into Ischalta de Geula. Lamake Mitzrayim Bivchayrehim. And Lecha'oira, and many are feeling this. And, you know, if we're not Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im Anu, Klal Yisrael spears, Klal Yisrael feels that we're in a tremendous Eis Ratzon now. Anyone who has a brain, a neshama, a nitzitz hayahadus, understands that we're in very, very, very special times now. It's an ace rod sign probably that there never was for a very, very long time, the time that we're in right now, where the Klal Yisrael has experienced this tremendous achdus, this tremendous simcha, anticipating Yeshua's, seeing unprecedented events that are taking place now in the world in general. Many nevuos happening in front of our eyes. Many the world events that are taking place, as mentioned many times, the Amalchus Mizgari Zubazu, the situation in Eretz Yisrael, the recognition of Yerushalayim, and everything else that's taking place. We are now in a very, very high point, at a very, very special moment in Al Halavai. It should be utilized properly. Unfortunately, we don't have today the manhigim that we used to have. We have great people living today, and great tzaddikim, and talmidei chachamim, etc., etc. But in the previous generations, there were leaders who would rise at moments like these and utilize the moment and unite the people. Maybe it is happening. Maybe it is. And each community, every community has to worry about themselves. The Zayir HaKadosh says that one community can bring Mashiach, Kenishta Chada. It doesn't mean that every single member of Klal Yisrael has to become a tzaddik gomer for Mashiach to come. That's not going to happen. Maybe it could happen, but the pashtus, that's not so easy to happen. But if Kenishta Chada, one community, one shul, one minyan, starts to daven the way they're supposed to, and starts to learn the way they're supposed to, and act the way they're supposed to, and in Inyore Kedusha be the way they're supposed to, and unite the way they're supposed to. That group, that unity, that unit that Kanishta Chada could be the ones that will turn around, that will make the Venahapaychu actually happen. Where we will experience La Yehuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasa in V'Yikor. So Vayechi, says Reb Tzadik, the 12th Parsha, which there are 12 Shvatim, and there are 12 Mazolois, and there are 12 Tzirufei Shem Havaya. So Vayechi is the last. Vayechi represents our generation, the generation of Ikvasa the Mashiach, where in this Parsha there is Histalkus Hashchina, where there's Misa, where we lose Tzadikim, we just lost a Godel Hador. It's not 30 days. Where Klal Yisrael lost one of the greatest of the generation. And in Parshas Vayechi, we lose Yaakov Avinu, we lose Yosef HaTzadik. Yes, Yaakov lo imeis, true. But at least to the eyes, Yaakov is gone and Yosef is gone. It's a Dor Yosoim, like in our generation. And all the difficulties that you see in Parshas Vayechi are happening now in the generation that we're in now. And perhaps at the end of the Parsha, where we have all the nations gathering together, when Yaakov's body is brought to Eretz Yisrael, you said, Chazal, tell us, Vayar Yoshev Ha'oretz HaKanani Es Ha'evel B'goyren Ha'otot. So Rashi brings from Chazal that when they saw the unbelievable respect that what was happening by the funeral of Yaakov Avinu, so it says all the representatives, all the nations, the Malchi Kanan, the Nesiyeh Yishmael, so they came to battle first. Like Mulchemes Goygu Magoyg, like what we saw in the UN a few days ago, where so many nations gathered together to contest, to nullify what the president said about Yerushalayim. But V'kivan she'ro'u Kisra shel Yosef toloi ba'arayinai shel Yaakov, when they saw Yosef's crown on the coffin of Yaakov, they all stood in silence, they took their crowns off, and they surrounded Yaakov's coffin with crowns, similar to moving their embassies to Yerushalayim, recognizing that Yerushalayim is for Am Yisrael. That's what's going to happen, and it's already starting to happen. That's what's going to happen when the entire world unites and recognizes that the world was created for us, and that the world was created so V'hoysel Hashem Hamalucha. And this happens when Yaakov's body comes back to Eretz Yisrael. V'anoichi a'alcha gam oloi. This parasha is mekuyim, not only the anoichi eired imcha mitzrayim, but anoichi a'alcha gam oloi. So this is Yaakov coming back to Eretz Yisrael with the Shvatim. Yes, true, it's for a burial, but it's also a poel demyoini, the Klal Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael after the Golus. So in this parasha, where you have all the difficulties, you have also Yaakov coming back, but you have, of course, as mentioned before, Shiloi, at ki yavoi Shiloi. Mashiach is revealed here in the midst of the darkness. Because Mashiach is going to come in the last generation, in the generation of Acharis, to the lowest Jews. That's who Mashiach is going to come. To our generation, which we have to get ready for it, because the signs are indicating that it's very, very close. And the way we have to get ready to it, as Chazal tell us what to do, that we should be nitzel mechev lo shel Mashiach v'milchem es goig u'magoig, that we should be oisek b'toyra and in chesed, and intensify our tefillos, that it should be v'chesed v'rachamim, no one should be hurt, it should be easy, it should come, b'achishena, just like the way Rabashkin was released, in the noifet of achishena, and not have to wait till the kates, not have to wait till the 27 years are up, not have to wait till it can't go any further. But in the oifet of achishena, we should already experience the geula, and we should be zoicha that this chodesh teves should be the greatest month, because it'll be the month in which the geula began. Not the churban. The geula starts. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Shem Havaya mentioned for the first time by Don Davka, which is Teves. La Hashem iti in the Raimim Hashemai. Or as we quoted from the Imre Noyam, Sekademenu Birchais Toiv in Tehillim, Kapitel Chaf Aleph, is Rosh Teves Teves, which that capital is talking about the geula, Yismach Melech, Yismach Oisis Mashiach. Sekademenu Birchais Toiv, Rosh Teves Teves. Lamake Mitzrayim Bivchairehem, which happened Yud Nisan, which represents Teves, the Aschalta, the Paranusa of Am Yisrael. It should be the Aschalta, the Paranusa of the Umma Yisraelim. It's interesting that we all know what happened in recent years with Iraq, with Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was hung. It was Tes Teves. It was around this time that Saddam Hussein, who was the Melech Bovel at that time, Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, It started Asara B'Teves, and Saddam Hussein, who it's known that he used to say that he was the neshama of Nebuchadnezzar, he used to say that. Well, he was hung also, Asara, around this time, some 10, 12 years ago, whenever it was. We already experienced a Me'ein of Geula at this time, then already, when that happened. May it continue, may we all be zeichet to see this month become the month that it's destined to be, and we should all be zeichet to see Malchus Beis David in its full glory as we end the Haftarah this week, by David HaMelech, that he ruled in Chevron for 7 years, and it will be Rishalayim Malach Shloishim V'Shalosh Shonim, those are the 33 years that Yaakov lost, those Lamed Gimel Shonim that was given to David HaMelech, according to the Zohar. David got those 33 years, David ruled those 33 years in Yerushalayim, and from David comes Vatikoid Malchusay Ma'od, the Malchus, may we all be Vesechazena, Inena, B'Shuvachal, Tzion, Berachim, we should all see it with our eyes, we should all be Zeichet to see it, and see it very, very soon, immediately, and this Chodesh should become the great month that it's destined to be.